SBS Radio.
Alzheimer's disease is the new public health crisis that the world is going to have to face. We've been through the eras of cardiovascular disease. We're in the middle of treating cancer and finding cures for cancer. We've done fantastically well with infectious diseases and, in fact, have done very well in curing cardiovascular disease. What's clear, though, is these health benefits have flowed through to an aging population, and the aging population is now presenting with degeneration, brain degeneration, neurodegeneration, of which the most common presenting disease is Alzheimer's disease. And so Alzheimer's disease is emerging as the problem of the future that we all need to face.
And it's important to understand that it does not discriminate.
No, it doesn't discriminate. It's across all populations, all societies, all cultures, and essentially across all socioeconomic groups. Clearly, there are some populations that have higher and lower incidences, but largely it's across the world. And as we age, as populations age across the world, we're all presenting, we're all being presented with the problem of Alzheimer's disease.
Well, it is not a new disease. We are only beginning to understand the disease. Is that correct?
You know, that's absolutely correct. The difficulty with the brain is obviously being able to understand it, being able to see it, to examine it. Unlike other diseases where we can surgically remove cancer, for example, or we can measure blood pressure, or we can measure blood cholesterol, it's incredibly difficult to do with the brain. And what we've had to do not only is understand the disease, but develop technologies to be able to measure the disease, to be able to image the disease, image the brain, understand what is going on in the brain in Alzheimer's disease. And that is part of the significant developments that have occurred over the last 20 years in really getting to the bottom of what Alzheimer's is and how best to treat Alzheimer's.
Unlike cancer or heart disease, with cancer we can recourse to chemotherapy or radiotherapy or certain cancer drugs. Or in cardiovascular disease, we can take a pill and it will regulate our blood pressure. But with Alzheimer's and dementia, there is no medical cure, is it?
Well, there isn't a medical cure. There are four currently registered drugs available on the market to treat the disease. They represent two families of treatment, and that is the sum total of the treatments that have been developed over the last 25 years, which reflects the difficulty with treating the disease. The problem with these currently available treatments is that their benefit is marginal. Generally, the benefit occurs in about half patients who take the treatments, and then the treatment treatment benefit will generally last for only about 6 months. And the difficulty is once that benefit begins to fade after 6 months, there is no plan B. There is no alternative therapy available. So we've got a growing population, a massively growing population of Alzheimer's patients, and an available treatments, or the treatments that are available, working marginally at best for only about 6 months. So there is a huge unmet medical need, and obviously societal need, for new therapies, new treatments in Alzheimer's disease.
And there is no known cure, but only a delay in the process.
No, there's no known cure. It's becoming more and more obvious there is no one single trigger for Alzheimer's disease. It's a multiple of environmental factors. About 15% is genetic, and we understand that. The other 85% is environmental. there will be aggravators of it or triggers for it, and that would include, you know, diabetes and smoking and blood pressure and cholesterol. But if those are controlled, part of the normal healthy maintenance that we all should undertake, if all of those underlying health conditions are maintained, that certainly does decrease the incidence of Alzheimer's, but it's clear that there are many other environmental factors. And when I say environmental, it's unknown what the causes are at this point in time. And until we understand what those factors are, the best we can do is develop the available treatments that we do have, and very importantly, in fact, research new therapies going forward. Currently, there are some 80 or 90 products under different phases of research around the world, which just reflects the urgency and the breadth of approach that people are taking to treating Alzheimer's.
And so on the World Alzheimer's Day, the brains behind Saving Yours will get together and tackle certain issues. How important is this evening?
You know, it's an absolutely, to my mind, an absolutely critical evening for it's the sort of event that I would like to think everybody felt the need and felt compelled to attend, because whenever I give talks on Alzheimer's, the thing that strikes me is just how many questions there are after the event. So I'll give a formal lecture for 10 or 15 minutes, and then for the next half hour or three quarters of an hour, there'll be questions from the floor reflecting a huge array of perceptions, misperceptions, lack of understanding, keen people, very keen to understand what this disease is, why it's occurring, and why it's impacting society so much. You know, 70% of the Australian population will be directly or indirectly affected by Alzheimer's. You know, that's either having family members or being carers of Alzheimer's patients going forward. So it is a huge problem, and it's a problem that people do not understand and want more information on. And so any opportunity for people to get that information, I think, is really important.
So now, on this evening, you will have experts and experts from the caring side, isn't it, as well?
Yes,
it's not just people from the medical field, but carers as well.
Yeah, so we'll have people from the research field, the medical field, and importantly, a representative from Alzheimer's Australia, the Victorian branch of Alzheimer's Australia, Anne Fairhall, who's very experienced. She has personal experience in caring for Alzheimer's family member, and she will reflect on the personal and societal impact of the disease, which in the end is, you know, the most significant issue that we all have to deal with until we do find more effective treatments and cures.
And are we a long way from finding a treatment or a cure?
Well, we're making great progress. So, as I said, there's some 80 or 90 different products being researched. There was some very encouraging news announced 2 weeks ago or so that was published in the journal Nature, that indicated that maybe we are about to make a significant advance in clearing the abnormal protein that builds up in the brain, the beta amyloid protein that builds up in the brain, and that would be fantastic. It is still many years away. This compound is still many years away from being available on the market, but it would indicate great progress that's being made. So, you know, there are different approaches, and the approach that we're undertaking as well, a very novel approach. It's been reported, and there was a very significant Australian research study that was reported just a couple of months ago in Toronto at a medical meeting that indicated that cortisol, high cortisol, now cortisol is the stress hormone that we all have, but if cortisol gets too high over too long a period, it is associated with the development of Alzheimer's. Our approach is to try and inhibit that excess cortisol. And we're making great progress there as well. So
stress is really your enemy.
Well, you know, the way we can visualize it is that stress is our enemy, but there are many, many other reasons for people to have elevated cortisol other than stress. So I think the important thing is the research we're doing, hopefully in the future, will point to the fact that by inhibiting excess cortisol, we can benefit and maybe even reverse some of the signs of Alzheimer's disease. But then, of course, the important thing is to find out who has excess cortisol. But, you know, one step at a time. The important step for us is to confirm that our treatment approach does benefit Alzheimer's patients, and then we go on to the next research after that. I think what the research speaks to is that this disease needs as many shots on goal as possible, attacking the disease from multiple angles, because in the end, that's how we will ultimately, you know, crack this problem and begin to make headway into this really very, very significant and often devastating disease.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Dr. Bill Cattelby, and looking forward to hearing more from you on the 21st of September.
Well, thanks very much.